Hey, this is Shannon, and you're listening to The Youngblood Life.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Yep, it's morning. We were going to do the podcast last night, but
I had a headache from beyond limits.
Beyond limits?
I didn't want to say, like, I had a headache beyond Hades, I guess. I don't know.
Headache from hell.
A really bad headache.
Yep. How you feeling now?
It's still lingering, but I need to eat breakfast.
Yeah. See, your problem is when you don't eat, you actually
get major headaches.
Get headaches and don't feel well, and yeah.
Major headaches, like bad headaches. You think they're migraines, but they're not. And
well, sometimes you should just eat.
True. I should,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, so there's been a couple things that have been bothering me lately, and I figured we'd talk about it while we're on the podcast, and because I'm sure other people have these same problems as we do, and part of it is just being sidetracked, getting sidetracked, you know, whether it's financially, sidetracked, whether it's the stuff that you miss doing or you want to do or things like that, and I think that that's something that a lot of people end up doing. I know for me. So I took a position in a company that was that's actually temporary, right?
Yes. Oh, I thought you were like, right. So I'm like, yes, you did. And I even said it in my head. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Just good questions here. And so, but what's happened is it's turned into a more full-time thing.
And now they're expanding, probably.
They're always expanding. They're always doing something different.
Well, in a new city.
Well, they're always going to new cities too. But the thing is that's happened is that's taken over pretty much my life.
Yeah.
And it's pulled me away from a lot of things I know that we should be doing and that we can be making money off of, but because that is the thing that's happening right now. Other stuff is slacking. You know, the podcast has been slacking. The vlog has been slacking. I've got a vlog.
I got my computer up and running so I can work on vlogs.
Well, I'm finishing up one right now that'll go up today. That'll be posted, but
I mean, I can take over those.
But I mean, it's just that there's a lot of things we get sidetracked on, and it comes down to what's the end result, what's the end game, and I think that's what people they forget, and not necessarily work doing what I've been doing for Spin Scooters is bad. I mean, it's been able to help out and compensate for some things that we needed, and you know, like insurance was the main thing because we didn't really have insurance.
Didn't have insurance at all,
and so that's helped out. The insurance is really good. I mean, Ford Motor Company they don't really skimp when it comes to doing anything.
So like, we will give you the best insurance we have.
That's pretty much is what it came down to. Now, with that being said, where do we see this in the next few months? First. Your mouth's open.
It was. You're right.
So where do we see everything going in the next few months? Because we know that the housing for us is going to be changing. We know that we do want to do some travel. We also know that Logan and Jacob are going to have rugby. At least we hope, right?
Right.
More so, you hope than anything else.
Well, they're supposed to be starting back up, but they're not allowed to do rucks or scrimmage or. Scrums.
How is it rugby if you're not allowed to do rucks or scrums?
Yeah. So it's pretty much just like...
So we're just kicking a ball down the field?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can tackle the person and everything.
Well, how's that any different?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused too, but we'll see how it goes.
That's so messed up. Is that really what they said?
Yep.
Yes, I'm getting sidetracked again on this, but seriously?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's not even a... That's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It's more like a scrimmage than anything.
Yeah, just do a scrimmage game without any rucks or scrums. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so the goal is, I mean, and we've always been open about how we make money, you know, with people. People ask questions, we answer. I mean, we've made money. We make some money off social media. We make money off the podcast. Actually, I demonetized a podcast a while back, other than just throwing in some actual sponsors that come in. I don't allow other companies to just put commercials in randomly. I may open that back up later, but as of right now, I figured just leave it out for a while. But yeah, I mean, we've always been open, but the reality is I can honestly say I'm 42 years old and I hurt every day. I do. I don't know about you, but I hurt every day. I mean, I see things like you yesterday. You're like, I'll just do a backflip, and it seems like it didn't even faze you.
I didn't really. I wasn't sore at all from that or anything.
Well, you did it right too, first of all.
Yeah.
So you did, because I know you have done some backflips and things like that on trampoline where you were actually hurting the next day.
Yeah.
But which I think is based on some of the comments I've seen online already.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should start doing that more and getting back into the gymnast shape that you used to be in, because I think that would be an inspiration to many people out there our age. And not that we're old, but we're not in our 20s anymore.
I'm 29 forever.
Yeah, sure. Yes, you are 29 forever.
Until my kids get to age 29, I'm 29.
That is the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life. I really did. You can do it.
I know.
But I'm it's not one of those things that I do. So, but yeah, so I mean, as far as getting sidetracked and following the, you know, as anything, following your dreams, I think that's the biggest problem. And sometimes, and I get this, and sometimes when it comes to life in general, what you think you want is not necessarily what you should have. But on the other side, I think if you want it hard enough, you should be able to get it. This comes down to how much work you actually are willing to put in.
I'm letting that sink in.
When Shannon's tired in the mornings.
No, I'm actually letting it. I mean, because that was good and everything. And I'm here thinking, well, sometimes I want to do the bus thing and sometimes I don't want to do the bus thing.
So, I mean, the bus thing is actually, that's a separate subject. And that comes down to where it's more of a financial thing versus anything else. So that's what that comes down to. So, you know, to be able to honestly purchase a house, build a house, buy property, whatever.
Whatever we want to do.
Wherever it's going to end up being.
Have
a garden again. I mean, that was nice yesterday. So yesterday we went over to some Paris's friend's house, their parents' house, and for like a little graduation get together, because the kids aren't really having graduations this year.
They're not having anything. Today we have to go and pick up her cap and gown, and then she'll get her senior photo with her cap and gown taken and with a fake diploma. And then next Monday, I think it's next Monday or Wednesday, she gets her diploma.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a...
Why don't they do it all on the same day?
I have no clue.
That's seriously lame.
I don't know.
So that...
Schools technically, I mean, they technically don't graduate until June 4th.
But it's going to be done anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I mean, anyway, back to...
Welcome to Seniors 2020.
Right. They'll be fine. I mean, they think they got a bad deal. Go back to the 70s.
Go back to the 70s and the 60s.
60s and 70s, that was a really bad deal. Hey,
you're a junior, but you're going to be drafted right now. Welcome to Vietnam.
So as far as, you know, getting what we need to do, I mean, obviously we know financially the bus makes sense. That being said, it's 99% sure going to happen. There's some details we're working out. I mean, like the design of the bus. I'm actually that's actually on the blog, talking about what needs to be done, what will be done, what type of bus.
Because so many people are thinking, like, we're doing something like beyond stupid. They're like, I can't believe you're putting your kids in a school bus.
Well, my sister, she sent me a message with a copy of someone that had redone a school bus and turned it into a house.
Yeah.
And
it's like, that's nice and all, but it's not a school bus.
Right. It's more of a tour bus is what it really is. It's actually a tour bus. So we'll be in a tour bus versus a school bus, but it'll be a modified tour bus. So it has, but you know, full, like one, at least one full bedroom.
Right.
Then it'll have all the bunks in there. It'll have kitchen. It'll have pretty much everything a person needs, but yeah.
Your mouth's open.
It's just, to me, it's hard because, you know, the sidetrack part. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, so yeah, I take these. I took this job for the sole purpose of, you know, one, it's kind of a cool company to work with. Two, the insurance, but it has actually pulled away from the main source of what we're doing. So the question is, in what direction do we take it? And I know they've actually offered a couple of things, but that was before Corona.
Maybe that offer will come back.
I don't know. I mean, if they are, you know, and but we'll see. I mean, I think, not saying it's hot air, but it seems like everything gets pushed back, and then obviously with Corona coming into play, it changes everything. So, are they going to be putting
the offer back on the table?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally against the offer, but it's on the other side. It could be good.
It could be really good, actually.
But
I think if they were to open up this other district that the meeting is about this week, that might be good.
I don't know. You never know. But anyway, so I mean, being sidetracked, and the hard part is, you know, I'm a firm believer in following your dreams, firm believer in doing what you should do, what you really want to do. You know, if you love doing something, you should do it. That's my opinion. And then, you know, obviously the money will always figure itself out. And even though it may not seem like it will instantly, but I think it will. Now, that being said, I'm not going to go in and now I will say, by doing the what I've done with Spin has actually put us on the decline of income from our social media, which is frustrating for me because we were actually on a nice incline, you know, just sharing things, posting things, working with brands and things like that. So that which has always been nice, but on the other side is actually hindered. So it's like, where do we need to do to figure out where to go next?
Right.
So, I know our cars are getting older. Our car, should I say?
Our car, yeah.
Is getting old. And we got almost 300,000 miles. 300,000 miles on it, and we're going to be needing a new car. Brings up the question is, where do we go? How do we get there?
Right.
Because
can't get financially stable for the tour bus to move into it when you also need to get financially stable to get a car.
Within that same train of thought, you know,
because if we had an extra $7,000-$8,000 right now, we can go get a car, but we don't. And if we had a car, we had that extra $7,000-$8,000. That's an extra $7,000-$8,000 to go towards the tour bus.
Right.
So you're like, but we need a car first before we even try to focus on a tour bus. Because this one's going to go...
Well, I mean, it's we're keeping it alive. It's just little things are starting to happen to it now, right, on and off. But I mean, so the issue that I see is that maybe our focus is wrong. Maybe our focus is off, and we got to figure out in what direction the focus should be. I know that I've never been a proponent of... It really drives me crazy to work for somebody and then have them just give you... you know, peanuts just to keep you alive. Right. And they give you, they offer you a couple of nice things, which helps keep you there. And that's majority of the world currently sits at here. You work for somebody, you make that person rich. They give you just enough money to keep you there, but not enough to have you want to go.
Right.
But which means you're just working that full cycle again, which you're, you know, feeding the beast, if you would. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've had several conversations with Franklin Durden about the same thing. It's like, you know, majority of people feed the beast, and you know, it's for me, feeding the beast is essentially working for someone else, making them the money that they need to make. You make very little. You work for 30, 40 years, whatever the average income is, and then you retire when you're old, and then you have like 15, 20 years after retirement to do what you want, but half the time, those 15, 20 years, you're too tired to do those things. So that to me is feeding that beast, and I hate that idea. I mean, honestly, I'd like to be able to do things with you know, our family, our kids, you and I, while we're younger, so we can just continue to, you know, have fun and be able to, you know, make sure they have experiences that they should have.
Right.
Where if we do like the normal thing, then we're essentially making everybody as someone else, helping someone else with their dream.
Helping somebody else, yeah.
And then when you're helping someone else with their dream, you turn around and you're sitting there.
Yours is put on hold.
Yeah. Well, yours is put on hold until you're older. And then if it's on hold while you're older, then what do you do? I mean, are you going to be too tired to
go bungee jumping?
Too old to go bungee jumping?
Well, you can bungee jump.
Or even like jumping out of an airplane or taking that amazing hike up, these are some of my dreams, but these are some dreams that people have, taking that climb
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest and things like that. That to me would be the issue. We have a child that keeps passing notes.
He keeps passing notes.
Thinking it's not.
I'm telling him, like, he said, I want waffles. I said, no waffles. He's like, I'll clean up. I said, no. So I said, strawberry cereal. Because we have your yummy strawberry cereal you like.
And that's what you said you wanted for breakfast yesterday.
Strawberry cream on it.
No, strawberry cereal. So. Yeah, I mean, and that's where I'm at. I mean, so what do we do to get out of this whole thing? I mean, I know what I want to do. I have an idea of what you want to do. I think your biggest thing is you always want to have a house.
Yeah, and my biggest thing is I don't want to be in that bus for more than a year.
And we've already talked about that. That's not an issue. Yeah. And so the reality is...
And my biggest thing is, where do we send packages to? Or, hey, your kid goes to this school, but we can't accept a P.O. box. Or, hey, this is, you know, what do I do for this?
And well, you don't. The thing is, if we're here in our school, the P.O. box is fine. They can ship things to P.O. boxes. The kids are already registered in the school, and we're not going to be moving out of the school district.
Right.
So it's not like that part changes. That's an easy fix.
Right.
So that you don't have to worry about. Mail can go to a P.O. box. That's simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have Amazon packages can go to Amazon.
Drop centers,
or even to the P.O. box place. That's an easy fix for that. But I mean, as far as like getting what we want, you know, being able to have our own house, we're mostly out of debt.
Yeah.
And that's one nice thing that other people don't have. Our advantages. We're for the most part out of debt. We have very little debt at this point. Where do we go? How do we achieve those dreams? You know, figure out what to do.
It's like a teenager starting out. You know, I think that's the hardest part, because you and I like paying things with cash. I mean, that's why this is good to do the bus thing for a year, build up a nest egg, and be like, here is our stash.
We work hard. It comes down to where I think that for us to achieve our dreams, we have to just make sure that things happen.
Right.
And you know, we have to follow up, do what we need to do, make sure that, you know, we got to not get sidetracked.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. So even with spin, I'm like, what do we do to
progress, to go forward, to do what we need to do?
So I mean, what's happened, I think that they have great opportunities there, but the sidetrack part is where do we want to be? Will that hinder the progression of what we want?
Right.
Will if they were to offer something even more extreme, would that give us what we need?
Right.
And that's the hard part.
Well, I think also with now that summer is coming, kids are out of school, and what we're really focusing on now is getting Paris safely to college and everything.
Well, she's set for that, though.
Well, right, she's set, but, you know, we have to get her there, make sure she's moved in, make sure she's okay.
That's all set. I mean, right. Her housing's covered, pretty much. No. Right. I see where you're going. But I mean, I think you're worried for her being at college away from home, because she's first time.
Well, what
she's
I was
really
getting
gone.
At was, you know, after it's all said and done, and now that summer's here, and I don't have to worry about Logan, Elizabeth, make sure you're doing your online school. Jacob, go do your schoolwork. Paris, did you finish this work? Ethan, go read a book. Go, you know, whatever. I can focus on, well, one, my computer fixed because you fixed it Friday. So I can focus on writing blogs. I can focus on, you know, maybe talking to people about sponsorships and things like that.
Well, which is huge, because I mean, honestly, there's not a slam towards you. I mean, I've been doing majority of the social media stuff. I've been doing the blog posts. I've been doing the, you know, video editing. I do the video recording. But what we do know one thing that has helped me, and because with my schedule with spin, I'm literally it's a 9-to-5 type thing.
9-to-5, yeah.
And which is not really 9-to-5. It's earlier than that. But and then it's like 2 days off. Because of the situation, those 2 days off, I mean, I don't want to spend those 2 days off, you know, just sitting here at the house. I want to, I need those to just get away and be able to go and do something. And I, you know, for me, that's my sanity. I can't just because I do the same thing over and over
every day.
I need to have some sanity. I need to be able to have I need that escape.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm at. And so that makes it hard to do what I want to do. Makes it hard. So it's the same routine. Seriously, drives
it's like
me.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I do the same thing every day, all day, just with no changing. So that's one thing that I want to change. I need that for my own sanity because it's just what has to be done. I need that change. So,
I'm not laughing at you. Laughing at.
Anyway, so I guess that's where we are. What I need to do, we need to figure out how to make that work. So, and anything that you can do to help me to take some of the load
it's
off
a bonus.
Me is big bonus.
Yeah.
And then figure out, you know, I know we have some people that do want to do work with us, you know, sponsor wise and things like that. But we have to, you know, I haven't had time to even focus on it. I don't have
time to come up with a plan.
And then when we try to sit down to talk about it, you get distracted because there's always 10 things that need to be done for the kids, which I do applaud you greatly. You've been able to get a couple of the kids to just do their chores consistently and without any question. I know Elizabeth has been doing the laundry like crazy.
She's decided, hey, I don't want to do dishes or anything. Put me in charge of the laundry, washing them and drying them. And I will do that every day, and she definitely has.
She does it. It's the other chores, though. I mean, it's like even
unloading the dishes, taking the trash out.
Why do I have to unload the dishes? Because we all use dishes. It's simple and easy.
I just did it.
Okay, well,
why can't you get somebody
there's
else?
Seven of us in this house. We go through lots of dishes.
Yes.
So, anyway, I mean, so I guess that's my question for anybody out there that listens to the podcast. What do you do to change things so you're not worrying about you know, your dreams, you're not getting sidetracked? What do you do to not get sidetracked? And when you do get sidetracked, what is the biggest issue that you have? So anyway, let us know what you think.
Let us know how you
not get sidetracked.
I guess that's what I was trying to look for a different word besides not get sidetracked. How do you not get sidetracked, and how do you stay focused on things that you need to get done? Let us know. There you go.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.